Rabbi, the Shia this week is being sponsored by Richard Goldbrenner, Leah Mishmas, Rachel Bas Yosef Aaron, Olay Shalom Chavdal Shvat, Nechama Bas Reb Chaim, Olay Shalom Chavvav Shvat, and also by Reb Dov Fruchter, Leah Mishmas, Reb Moshe, Benim Gershon Yagwa, Olay Shalom.
Shkoyach, hey, Amen, forgive me the opportunity to get together again with the Olam. Shkoyach, everybody, for coming. The lean end, we're going to try to. We're going back a few blatter. This shiur is actually a nitcha from a few weeks ago. The shiur was going to be on the machlokes between the tzdukim and the prushim as to how to do the haktoras hakteiras leftai within the Yom Kippur. That's in Parakui Tziuloi. I'm going to use the word machlokes, although it's not really appropriate. One's a das emes and one's a das koifrim. It's not like 2 days and two shkulim and two mandamrim and the mandra. One is the das chachmi yisrael and one is the das hakeifim. But they had a tremendous machlekes exactly how to be makted akteiros l'fnag of them. The tzdukim were of the philosophy that you have to be misakin bachutz. Misakin meaning make the meisak torah, the gecholim and the salamonim together, and walk in as it's mala osh. The Das HaEmes, the Das HaPushim was, but you misakin b'fnim. That you wait till you go b'fnim and you do the Maisak Torah b'fnim. Now, in Mishnah state, in the end of the first parak, that every year, the Chachmei Bezen had to be Mashbiah, the Kohen Godly, that he should do the Avodah Ketikuna, and he should not be Mekalkul, he should not do it Kedas HaTzdukim. They were choshed that the Kohen Godly was influenced from the Tzdukim, and that he'd be Mekalkul the Avodah, and there would be no slicha, no kapora, so there would be mashbiyim every year in Beis Aftinus, and they'd say mashbiyim on walecha b'mishu shochan shmoi b'bayis agor lazeh shloi tishana mikol doba shomar nolach. And state the Mishnah that they would be pirish after the shvur that Chachmei Bezen would be boicha, and he would be pirish and boicha. The Kohen Gadol was boicha because he was nechshan being a tzduki. And they were Pirish and Bachur because they were Chayshis and Bishayim. And this was an ongoing machlokes throughout a good portion of the Bayis Sheni between the Tzuk and the Prushim, and you were always Chayshis to Kohen Gadol that he's going to be Makalkal to Avodah, and you always needed the Shvua. Now, what was this machlokes about? That the Gemara in Perek Yitzchak says, Advar Pella, which this is the subject of tonight's Shia, just to see if we can have a take on this. We know that the Machlokes Tzdukim and Prushim were about the veracity of Torah Shmal Peh. The Tzdukim never accept that truth. The Prushim had a Messiah Shem Piyish, and the Tzdukim did not accept that. And many places in the Talmud you find the Tzdukim negating Das Chazal when Chazal come up with some sort of drosha and some sort of limud. The fascinating thing about this Machlokes is if it should be Mesagim B'chutz Mevnim, actually are both coming from the Pshutish HaMikra. And not only are they both coming from Shudush HaMikra, the Purushim's mocker is so much more poshut in the Shudush HaMikra. No, the Purushim. This is the fantastic thing, and this is what I came to discuss tonight. The Purushim's opinion is not based on any doshes. They just said, read the pasuk and see what it says. The Tzdukim made a whole dray in the Shudush HaMikra, a tremendous dray, just to achieve this maskana, that you have to be Mesagim B'chutz. And let me tell you where the Stukim dashed. They came from the Pasuk of, this is the beginning of Achim Mois. It says, Ki Be'onon Eiro Alaka Peiris. That's the Seif of one Pasuk. The next Pasuk is, Bezois Yoviyahin Alaka Peiris. So they said, Bezois is going back on what it says earlier, Ki Be'onon Eiro Alaka Peiris. Bezois, meaning as it's already in Onon, as it's already being Mala Oshin, Yoviyahin Alaka Peiris. That's where the Tzdukim got their sheet that they have to be Mesakim B'chutz and be Nichlas as is Malosh. The Prushim pointed a finger to two other Pesukim which are very, very Mefurish. I'm going to read it out to you. It's in Pesuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel in the Parasha of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Shtei V'lokach M'lo Yamachta Gach Li'esh Mi'al Mizbeach B'fnei Hashem. The Kohen Gadol was taking in one hand the Gecholim. U'melo Yichofnov K'teir Samim Daka. In the other hand, he's taking his Amim on him. V'hevi mi beis l'pareiches. V'hevi mi beis l'pareiches means he goes inside, within the pareiches. V'nosan es akteiris alo'ish l'fnei Hashem. So it's clear from Pshut Lishon Mikra, like what the Purushim said, that the Nesina is when you're already having the basis of Abreches, when you're ready on the inside. So this is what I'd like to understand. Since when did the Tzidukim and the Purushim have the Machlokes how to read Pshut Lishon Mikra? There never was such an issue. The Tzidukim never had any Bezun of a Shita how to read Pshut Lishon Mikra. They were always like very infatuated with the Pshut Lishon Mikra, and here they're going even against it, and they're being matrik. And the Purushim are coming from Pshut Lishon Mikra. How does this get to the Machlokes of Tzidukim and Purushim? There are a few other places in the Talmud where they had disagreements that were not based on the acceptance of Torah Shema Peh or not. I'm not sure if time will get to all of them. Let's mention some of them with the hope we'll be able to get to them. One is a famous one, and that is the Gabbai Sfiras HaOmer. That it's because of Batoira that you start counting Mimochus HaShabbos. The Das that Tzidukim was that Mochus HaShabbos means Shabbos, not Yontif. So that means you start the Sunday after the first Shabbos after Pesach. And the Das HaEmes was that Mochus HaShabbos means Yontif. Now, Avad HaShabbos B'Pashas means Shabbos, not Yontif. I mean, here Chazal came up and said Mochus HaShabbos means Mochus HaPesach. However, if you go through the Gemaras in Menachos, you'll see that the arguments and the debates were not based on the Roshes. Chazal came up with different Hechra Mitech, the Pesukim, and the Cheshbon is in the actual Pesukim, that Mochus HaShabbos has to be Yontif. That was not based on a Drosho, Maseiro, Ish, and Mahalach, and nothing of the sort. And to further complicate it, the Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim and Musafim came up on his own with a glaring raya from Pshut Lishon Mikra that Mochus HaShabbos has to mean Yontif. He pulled out a pasuk and said for Yeshua that says that Vayoichlu Me'avur Ha'oretz Mimochus HaPesach Matzis V'Koli. They were eating Koli Mochus HaPesach. Koli, that's the Issa to eat. Until you makriv the Omer. And it says in the pasuk that we're eating Koli Mochus HaPesach. So Shema Minor that Mochus HaShabbos means Mochus HaPesach. That's a raya from Pshut Lishon Mikra Mamash. For some reason, it didn't come up in debate in the Gemara with Rabbi Menzaki, and it's still going to be in Menachos, but Rambam found his own mocker, and it's all in Pshut Lishon Mikra, and here it's still going insisting it's not the way. It's still going insisting that Mochus HaShabbos means Shabbos, doesn't mean Yontif. You start counting on the Sunday, and thereby Shuas will come out 7 Sundays later. What is this
kind of thing?
We don't find that. So this has to be explained. But I want to ask you more. What does it mean that they were chayshu the kohen gadol and tzuki and they have to be mashbihen? Where is he wearing his tefillin? I mean, every morning he's wearing tefillin? Is he wearing it b'neinu? Is he wearing it on the head? What you have a tzad the kohen gadol and tzuki that you have to be mashbihen b'mishe shochan shmoy b'bayis ha'gadol azeh if he's a tzuki or a pushi? What does that mean? Let's think for a second. If somebody is a tzuki and he does not accept the truth of Torah Shema Peh, then in no way, in no stretch of imagination, could he be perceived as an Orthodox Jew on any level. Every mitzvah in the Torah has to come out to Doshas. When the Torah talks about the mitzvah Dal Milim, it says Pri Eitz Hodo, it doesn't say anything about Esri. If he takes a nice another type of peri, if he thinks a cluster of grapes is nice, that would fit the Pshut Lishon Mikra. I mean, everything is that way. Let's talk about eating kosher. I mean, shchita. The 5 psalm and shchita, shir, drasach, all these are all halacha mashim siyad. So if they don't accept the truth of Torah Shema Peh, they're not eating kosher on any level. Are they shechting menat tzavra or they shechting menat erev? From where do you shecht? You need Roshus Chazal to know from where does a person shecht a behemoth. Is it from the front or from the back of his neck? Any mitzvah, you go through any mitzvah, Mila. Kosev batoira on Mila, Yimoy, Bisa, or Lose. Kosev batoira is an orla that has to be cut off. There are many orlas in the body. There's the orlas ha-peh. There's the orlas ha-oizen, the lobe. There's the orlas ha-leiv. The Novi talks about Mila's orlas ha-leiv. How do we know to do the Mila when we do it? So we have a Roshus Chacham about being part of a Rava. But if they are tzedukim and they don't accept the truth of the Rosh Chazal, so then where is he making his mila? Then he's all. Then he's up gefreik from avodah the whole year. It's not just a problem with Yom Kippur. I mean, he's up stam up gefreik from avodah. So this is what I want to ask you. I'm trying to understand what exactly was the shittis at tzedukim, And not only from this Mishnah of being Mishpi, the Kohen Gadol, I want to ask you Stamazay. Chazal said it was Machlokes Tugma Pushim, where to put the tefillin? Do you put it al Ha'Oish or you put it Bein Anayim? But everybody was putting tefillin. The whole Machlokes was where to put the tefillin, but tefillin they all had. Isn't tefillin al Ha'Oish Mashiach? What do we know about tefillin? What's Kosu Batayr about tefillin? I think the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says they had to go to Africa to just know what the word Tetafis meant. That it meant something about two. Rabua, Mabarta, which parishes? Everything is Allah Mishma Sinai. So what does that mean that there's a machlekes Tugma Pushim, where to put the tefillin? Everybody's laying tefillin, the whole Shahada is weird. Explain that to me. If they don't accept Tayyar Shema Peh, so then they have no tefillin. Yeah, I'm sorry? So they picked and chose? Like, how did it work? So I want to work on that and try to see if we can work on getting that picture of it and then try to apply it over here. Here there's no stairs. I mean, you know, we have to work it over here. Here it's... Let's see, Gemara Shekhti was the Machlokes. Still come up with Rabbi Shabbos. About the Chalm type is if it's burning from before. Like, Sevar Oeshed means if, let's say, it's burning from before. If that's Bechal the Pshut HaShemikra, that you can't have any age. So they were eating only cold. There was no chametz being eaten on Shabbos. But Lama Tes Malachas, it sounds like they were agreeable on. The Torah tells us Lama Tes Malachas, Lagabi Shabbos, it's only a hekish, a smichas apash, from Binyan Mishkin to the Pasha of Ayach, Lagabi Shabbos, Lana Chazal at Rosha, Mikan, a whole, whatever is necessary, the Binyan Mishkin is Bechal Malachas. If you don't accept Tayyar Shampay, you don't accept that either. So what are they not accepting, and why are they not accepting it, and what is the shavish of the sheet of its tukum, and how it's going to express
it? It was completely private. Nobody knows what the Kohen Gadol is doing.
Right.
Because nobody was there. So even if he faked it out, or he didn't fake it out all, he was afraid, but on Yom Kippur, he could.
It's not exactly the way he's saying it, because the Chut HaShani would not turn white. So they would find out, not Peshas is doing it, but they would know later. And the Gemara says that once Tuki Taka lied, he was Mishana, but they caught him. They caught him and they killed him. He is ultimately going to get caught. He'll just get away with it, Mamas and Shah. And, yeah, okay. So, in order to explain this, we have to go in a little bit into the Sheirish of where the Tzukim emerged from, what prompted them to make that movement, what were the aims, what were they trying to achieve. And there is a Rambam about this in the beginning of August. On the famous Mishnah of Al Tiyu Kavodim Am Shamshim is a Rav Amanas L'Kavah Pras Al Tiyu Kavodim Am Shamshim is a Rav Shalei Amin HaKavah Pras. The Rambam there says it brings from Yishalmi that there were two Talmidim listening to this raid of Antigon Shutzaychei and they were disenchanted with what he was saying. Either they misunderstood it or they were chayik on it, they were rejecting it. That we're going to try to clarify a little bit, but they were hearing that was saying something like, there's no schar. You should be like an Eved that's Eved Shaloyam and Nasik HaBapras. They were very upset. And the Lashon of the Ovis Rav Nosson is that they said, Efshe Sheyaseh Poyel Melocha Kol Hayoyim Kuloy Ula Erevein Mekabal Schar. What's he saying? There's no schar. He's saying that we shouldn't be like Avodim Al Nisham Shem Mezorab and Nasik HaBapras. How could that be? I'm working all day. What does that mean, Erev? You have to give him schar la'erev. What does that mean? They were upset, and that's when they started the movement of Tzukim by Susim, and they were holchu upochu when they started a new movement that accepts Tayyar Shema Bixab and rejects Tayyar Shema Peh. And the Rambam doesn't explain how in that new movement did they take care of the problem. You have a problem that you want to break away and make a new movement because you have a problem about what happened to Schar V'Einish. So how does your new movement of accepting Bixav and rejecting Bapeh answer that? The Indian of Schar V'Einish is shaykh to Bixav just as much as Bapeh. Like, it's just that piece in the Rambam is not so clear exactly how the new movement was going to help the problem.
Why didn't they just ask?
Why didn't they go? Apparently they did ask and they didn't accept what they were being told. You know, it doesn't, you know, we're not that naive. I mean, you know, that's okay, what happened. Antigish kept on saying that we have them, that we should do it, and they don't know what that means. So let's understand. So obviously it's some sort of darkness. Obviously it's not so simple. That's what's concerning you. So let's figure out what was Antigish Ishtar saying, and what were they rejecting, and how the new movement helped it, and how it affected the whole philosophy, and what they stuck to and what they didn't stick to. And I think that this is important to say very clearly over here. We have to go into what the Achronim explained, what Antigon Shishayim was saying. The Achronim say that you can't learn Kipshuta, that it means that you shouldn't be Ovid Amanas to Papa Pras. There's so many rayas from so many places that you should be Ovid Amanas to Papa Pras. Achronim bring a lot of rayas, the Vinyah Chaim Roshan brings the most Mefush rayas from the Gemara and Saita, that all the tefillahs that Moshe was mispalled to go into Eretz Yisrael, one of the tefillahs went like this, the Gemara says, Harbi mitzvahs tzivi salonu, she'en ki yumu melu be'Eretz Yisrael, hanach li ve'konos le'Eretz Yisrael, kudei sh'akayim mitzvah sel. Moshe ben wants to be m'kayim mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Moshe, klum atam avakish el Yisrael, all you want is Yisrael, ma'al ani aleichem, ki you are sisim de Yisrael. Moshe ben said anything about Yisrael? I want the mitzvahs. What does that mean? All you want is the schar. Malani alecha. They ask for many cases. And Obis Gufid says that it wasn't the zgala mitzvahs essay, which are more common than others. You have to yudeya matan schar and shemitzvah, so that a person should be ready with them in the hope that he's getting more schar with it. If your motivation shouldn't be schar, so that wouldn't make any sense. I mean, there have been loads of riots that there is an avodah amanas to kavod pras. So they explain something very fundamental. All the Achronim, Be'erach HaSein, they diversify in details. But the Klal, they're saying like this. Antigon Shishayim was saying a vort in the attitude that a Ben Yisrael has biyachas to his schar. A Ben Yisrael who's the Eved Hashem perceives that he really has no right to any schar. An Eved that's owned by somebody, even if the Odin promises him that if you do a good job, I'll give you schar, the Eved really does have no tviya to an Odin. If you're completely owned by him, Yishev Hamor, there's no mokum for you to have a tviya. Just like your car can't run from you a car wash, and your table can't demand from you a tishtach, and Eved has no tviya to the Odin. And not only that, the Eved doesn't have a right to have a rutzin different than Odin. For him to demand schar, something for himself, there's no mokum for it at all. However, the Eved could want the schar, because the Odin said he doesn't give him schar. So that's the rots in the Odin that he should get schar. So he's doing the avdus and this that he wants the schar also. You want to give the schar, so I want to be mekuyim your rots. The Eved stands to his Odin is, I'm totally bottled to your rots, whatever is your rots is my rots. You have the rots to give schar, so then I want you to give the schar and I want to get the schar, because you should be mekuyim your rots. And the rots when he created the world was all a hative, all to give schar. So if a guy wants the schar because he wants to be mekuyim the rotzan abayri, lehaitiv, that's about the proper abayri, and that's what the Antigon Shishayim was saying. And so the advisors are sitting and listening to this raid. I'm sorry?
How do you put that into the thing?
That's just a kind of a press. It's not like something you're able to demand. That's what he's trying to say. So it's the advisors sitting there, and they're rejecting this. And what do they say? I said over before, the officer of Nassim said, they said, Efshe Shiyaseh Poyol Malacha Kol Hayen Kuloi Ula Erev Ein Mekabaschah. They say, we are not Avodah Malachim. That is not the arrangement. That's not what the Torah is about. We are Poyol. A Poyol does not have this perception at all. A Poyol has his own Rotzim and his own interests, and it's very different than the Odin's interest. The Odin's interest is in the work, and the Poyol's interest is in the schar. They're actually in a stickle adverse relationship. They have a meeting point that if you deliver me this work, I'll be happy to give you that schar. But actually, they have a different answer. And they were saying, after she asked Poyol Malacha Kol Hayom Kulo Yola Erevin Mekabel Schar, they did not accept the whole premise that we have begun to avoid them. They looked at it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzavos HaTorah. And he said, if you do this, I'll give you schar. And that's what they look at it. So we did it, and now we have a right to the schar. What does this mean? We have Vodim, and we have no right, and we have no tears, and it's all because the Odin himself wants to give the schar. This they didn't believe, and they didn't accept, and this is what they were saying right there. Efshe she'aseh and this makes a profound difference on how they, on their whole outlook of Yetzias Mitzrayim, let's say. If you're a Pushi, so you look at it that you went from Avdi Pari to Avdi Hashem. So you look at it as almost one chalos. You see him in Mitzrayim, and then the Kabbalah Satan, of course you're going to start counting the Sphere, you're going to count right away. Of course you're going to count. To the point that the Chinuch even is, you should count even the first day. Why wait till the second day? Why wait until Machzor and Pesach? If you're a Tzduki, that you don't really see a connection between these two things. He took us out of Mitzrayim, which is very nice, and we're very thankful. And then at some point later, we went into this deal that if you'll give us the Torah and you'll ask us to we'll be Mekayim, then you'll give us Chai. They're not really related. So there's no reason to assume that the V'Sefartim L'chem B'Machus HaShabbos that we're here means Yom Tov. This has got nothing to do with the Pshat HaShemekim. This has to do with the philosophy of the Tzdukim, that they rejected the word of Antigonus Yisraeli, and they say, we are not Avodah, we are Poyim L'Machus. So they look at it, it all starts at the beginning of the week. And more than that, suppose you go for an interview to get a new job in the middle of the week. You go on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. If you get the job, the guy will tell you to come in Monday. Suppose you're being sold on the market as an effort in the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday. And somebody buys you. He doesn't say come in Monday. He takes you home right there. Not only that, the nice kini that he makes on you is that the effort is mishamish. So this idea to start Sunday, that's all because they looked at that with Purim, so that's the beginning of the work week cycle. Before this, that Sunday is off. This Sunday was always the beginning of the work week cycle, so they looked at it, of course, V'Sefartim L'chem B'Machus HaShabbos certainly means the Sunday after the upcoming Shabbos. Doesn't mean right after, but if you're an Eved, so then the Shabbos is as soon as you're sold on the market. That's when you start to work for the new Oven. It's not a part of the work, it has nothing to do with the work week cycle. So the Pchushim understood that S'fayim L'chem B'Machus HaShabbos Avadim means B'Machus Yom Tov, and you start immediately counting towards Mam HaSinai. So now let's try to get a little insight. I was asking you before that it can't be that they don't accept Torah Shabbos, because they're certainly accepting Tefillin and Shabbos and all of us. Torah Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Yeah. They're certainly accepting it. So I'm going to go with that, the thesis that you stated. The Tzdukim looked at it that we accept all of Torah Shabbos everywhere, except if the Torah Shabbos and the Torah Shabbos are makish each other. That's what we all accepted. Meaning, if it's kosher b'Torah, ayin tachazayin, are you going to give me a whole drasha and tell me it means mammon? We're not interested. That no such thing. That can't be. If it says in the Torah there's such a thing as shvisim and melacha and just not some foolish and you have to figure it out through some yudgim or midas, then we can accept it. That's not where our problems are. If it says b'Torah, boy me a kenyan, you want to tell us it's 39, different than what it says, you want to interpret the ksav different than the way it appears in the shtar, they look at it, this is not acceptable. No way. This is their main onslaught.
How does that tie to the Koyo evidence?
If it doesn't tie to it, this is going to make no sense. We've got to make sense out of this. 100%, that is the aim, and I want to explain that right now. Mom is right now. The Pshadis, they look at it like this. If you're a Koyo, Lamokim, then you don't have the same odds in his daughter. So do you have a right to interpret the Shtar different than what it says? Suppose I would contract you to build me a house. And I write up everything where it's going to be. The stairs is going to be in that corner. And I come on the day that it's due, and I see the stairs in someone else. And I say to you, didn't we make up this shtar? And you say, well, that's not what you really meant. I mean, what you really mean was the stairs should be here. That's absolutely not acceptable. Because you're a poet. You don't have the same thoughts as I. You want the money. I want the work. There's no way for the management to trust the Chacham Yisrael to be able to say what is the real Ratzon over here, unless we have Adam Lombok. This is the direct connection. This is what the reason why the Tzdukim are not accepting that you could interpret the Shtar different than the way it says it, is because they don't accept Antigon Shishtoich Yisod that we have Adam Lombok, they believe we are Poyelim. So maybe there's no way that the Baal Bais would ever trust the Poyel to interpret different than Mixav, if things were left open. So then it's obvious he didn't talk exactly which nail you're going to use. Some details he left alone, that's fine. There was some trust and some understanding. But to interpret it different than what it says, there's no way for the Balabais ever to trust the Poyel on what his real Ratzon is. And this helps us with the Gemara that says that the Tzduki was angry that Klal Yisrael said Nasim and Nishma. What was the Tzduki saying? I'm a Pziza, the Kadmisu, Pumaychel, the Naichel, what are you doing? And the Gemara says against the compulsion as well. Of course because we were sure he wouldn't ask us to do something too much. If the Odin asks the Eved to do too much, the Odin himself is going to lose. If the Eved can't do it, so the Eved doesn't have the kayak to do it. The Tzukis doesn't say, does not agree to that. He says, well, you are not an Eved. What are you talking about? You're a Poyel. So you signed the contract blind. You didn't see the terms of the agreement, what he wants from you. I'm a Pziza. even though we said Nas Vinish on Teir Shabiksav, and he has no problem with Teir Shabiksav, but he has a problem of perceiving yourself as an Eved, but maybe he has a problem in saying Nas Vinish when he says that it's Amma Pesiza and it's absolutely intolerable. Akati Pesiza Zaych. This is all the Tzduki outlook. So we spoke a little bit about the Machlekes, Lagabi Machlekes of Shabbos. We spoke about the Machlekes, which things of Teir Shabiksav Mapeh they accept. I think we're ready to go on our Kodesh Pnima. Are we ready to go to this machlokes of how to do the Akhtaros Akhtaros the Chayim before going to the Kodesh and achieving the key? And the Pesha is like this. What is the difference if you're Mesachim B'chutz and you're Nichnas as it's Mala Oshim, Kedas Atzdukim, or you're Mesachim B'shtim? What is the real difference? Is there any real philosophic difference or just this is the cost of the Avoy and Hukim? You're not allowed to ask these questions. Is there a real explanation, a rational explanation to what the distinction is? And I believe that there is. The pshat is like this. If you are a poel, so the arrangement you have with the balabais is, build me a house, and the deadline's got to be ready is on January 26th. When you do it, how you do it, is not my business. I'm not worried about the actual asiyah. I'm worried about the produce. You come to me and deliver me the house and tell me, here, this we have it. If you're an Eved, so then the actual Avodah, every nail you bang in, is an Avodah to the Adam, is doing his service. You're in his service. It's a Ishtabdus to him. So the Avodah is also important. It's not just the produce. It's not only about the produce. So if the Tzedukim were of the philosophy that we are praying and Lamakim, so what does it mean that you're going to go there and do the avodah inside? You're going to go there in your overalls? No. You do the work outside. And you're misakim b'chutz. And you come in as his malosh. And you say, here! Here is the produce. I did the avodah. Bench me. Give me a chsim b'tayv on this Yom Kippur. If you are a pushi, then it's not about just presenting produce. It's about the arbit itself. The avodah. So Avada, this is the time for Avada. You're capable of dying with him, going, oh, this is the time to do the Mimsakim of Nim. Yeah, because the Etzim Avada is about, it's not only about produce.
Why should I say that? I mean, when you're inside, Hashem says, don't go inside. If Hashem says, my job, I want you to build the house over here, you can't say, I want to build it in the Heichal.
No, which one should I do, the Tzuki or the Prushi?
Tzuki. And where does the Tzuki see that the job
he
is...
He just said doesn't know.
The job is just to be inside. The job is not to be inside. The job is to light the Kairos in the Kairos HaKadosh.
Because you look at it, it makes no difference where to do it. That's not what it's about. It's a question on Hashem, but if you are a Poel, then there's no question. Then go with these Tzukim, that it means Bezoyis... No, but this is why they're leaning towards these children. It just makes much more sense. If you're a poel, then he just wants to see the produce. So go there when it's being maloshim. Have it be maloshim for them. Again, if this mashmoy is here and mashmoy is there, this would make a lot more sense then. Mashengen, if you're a pushy, then it makes much more sense to punch that void. That's what he wants. What's rotzi is that void. If that's not what's rotzi, it's just a payment. So come with the probe. Come as it's being maloshim. Again, if they wouldn't be able to find it, I don't know what they would do. But it would be a steer to the whole Tzedukim philosophy. If they would not be able to find it, if they find this kind of Xeris HaKadosh, they wouldn't be able to use Yachasu, it would be a Raya what Avodah is. Because remember, the time for Avodah, and the man of Avodah, and the Mokum for Avodah, is this Akhtaros of Flag within the Yom Kippur. And if over there, it's Mefurish Batayo that it's the Avodah that's Rotzi, that would frag up the whole Tzedukim philosophy. Then that would show that we're Avodah and Mokum. And they believe in this so much, that it was kedai for them to wear the tefillin on the head, al arayish, a whole year. Because that's just details. This is the sheirish of the shita. Are we avodim? Are we poyim? How are we mesiachas? How do we show up there b'shas avodah? And Gemara stated there was one stuki that taka was nishmul sheker, and he was mekalkul avodah, and he got killed for it. On his way of being killed, his father said to him, you know, I'm a tzuki also. I appreciate what, you know, the way you did it, but what'd you do? And the tzuki answers, listen to his line. He says, Kol yomai huyisi mitztayr ha-posik zeh. V'zoyis yovi yara ha-kodesh mosa yovi liyoti va-kemer. The Hele Gerei did the Rabbi Kiva said the Rabbi Krishma. That Kol Yom HaYisi B'Stayar HaPosuk Zeh. That's what he's saying on this. Because he looked at it, this is the Sheikh of the Shita. This is Avodah. This is where Avodah is. This is where Avodah counts. And I've got to show the Shita and be Meis Nefesh. To show the Shita that's Dukim. That it's not about doing the Avodah. It's about being produce. Because we're just Poyim Lamokem and Melu. It has to be B'Zayis Yom Yom HaKadosh. So we could die for him to... Just like it was kedai for that stuki to be nishvul sheker, it was kedai for the other ones to be a kachafta demorat tefillin al avoish, not beninayim, just b'day to show the sheiros shita, motze yovel the other v'kaimena.
And beninayim has nothing to do with the shita.
Beninayim
is just
yeah. That's all the shita. It has plenty to do with it, because whenever the ksuma matches each other, if you're a poil, it can't work. Like that was explained to me. So that certainly has to do with the shita. So tell me if this helps us understand. There's a Chubis Kassam Sefer that brings from his Shver, from Rabbi Kvega to Isk, that he doesn't understand the whole system that used to be Mashbia, the Kohen Gadol, that he's not going to be Mishan of the Avodah. So according to, if the Kohen Gadol is a Tzuki, he believes that he's doing the Avodah correctly. So it's a Bible in Nishmel, the Batal is a Mitzvah. Nishmel, the Batal Mitzvah is not even Chal. So how is the shul going to intimidate him? The whole system doesn't work. It's basically Ladas Hatzduki. He's an ishbel levatel some mitzvah that the shul is not even chal. This what of some savior brings b'shem of Kvega to ask, and if some savior says I don't know what he wants, he says this din of lahora v'loy lehetiv that we learned that shul is only chal and the shul is not a mitzvah. Who said that Tzduki believed in that? Did you hear what the some savior says? Now that there is no stira. How did the Chassam Sefer just come up with that? I say, because the Tzuki looks at all Avodah is that it's that it's just different shoes. We are not Avodim. We're all Poilim. If you want to do it, good. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. He looks at it all as different shoes. So maybe his Zichr wouldn't hold the whole Rosh of the whole later. So when the Chassam Sefer is answering, because he's Kashi Givaldi, so it's a Shvuah on different shoes. So he'd be Nimna, Mapas, the Shvur. Here's what I think is possible.
They hold there's no mitzvah to me, no mitzvah in the Torah. There's no such thing as
not here, but
a mitzvah that I have to do. If I feel like doing
it's all in the system. Yeah, Poel Yochel Asim B'Chatzayim. Yeah.
So they hold
Poel Yochel Asim B'Chatzayim. That's what it is. I mean, he won't get the schar, but you know, sure. I mean, there are consequences, but it's not like that. Yeah, then. And there's a Rashi in Chumash that you'd be surprised that it says I have him, and it means the Posse is to be mighty for that. You need a pasuk to be mighty from that. So, like, don't jump if it's tukim, don't go with that Rashi. I mean, how from do you think they are? So, this is what I think is possible. It is, I think, those questions that were brought up. Is there any ready to talk a little bit on Kiddush Hashem, Mechil Hashem? Or is this too much? Let's talk a little bit about Kiddush Hashem, yeah? Kedai. There is a fascinating Ramah. In Yerodeya Kuflin Zion, in the Dinam of Kiddush Hashem B'Chil Hashem, it says that for a person to say, I'm an Akum, that's he's afraid they're going to kill him, so he doesn't want to reveal his Jewish identity. For him to say, I'm an Akum, is Yehor Lo Yav, he can't say it. He's allowed to act like a guy, he's allowed to disguise himself, that they shouldn't think he's a guy. They shouldn't think he's even allowed to wear klayim, and assuming the government would know that they don't use this klayim, everything he's allowed to do. But if he's asked and to say lehedya, akum ani is your holy yama. Kach kosu b'ramo, and the understanding of this is very clear, because the person saying akum ani, he's basically saying I'm over kachol my soul. That's what he's saying. He's been kachol the kachol. That statement of akum ani is basically being made by his kechol. You're saying there's some purpose in worshiping it.
You want to wear a cross?
Oh, wait, so I'm going to get to that. Wearing a cross, I'm not sure I can even get to that. Because I'm not sure. That's just a symbol that's itself to get you. You know what it is? I would have to know more about the doctrines of other faiths. I know we're dealing with our faith. So, now, Bepashtus Lefizah, the Ramo is only talking about only if you say the word Akum Anoich, or if you Kichov Mazal Zanoich. But let's say you say Eini Yehudi, or Hareini Goyi, Hareini Nochri, then you wouldn't have it because you're not being moided dafke by Rizk Chum. The problem is that if you look at the different agor, it looks like he understood that even if you say any Yehudi, even if you say Goya Noichi, it's the same thing. It's not dafke because you said Akuma Noichi. And it's pretty clear from the agor because he's looking for rayas that a guy could wear shatness so that they should assume he's not Jewish. What did he rise for? I mean, the Rambam is only saying because you said Oivik Echom Anoichi. So then you're not saying Oivik Echom Anoichi. Then you're just saying you're Goy. So Shema Menon, even to say Eini Yehudi or Nochri Anoichi or Goy Anoichi, that's also Yehovah Yahweh. And that's also being waited by Yitzchak Chom. And this din is what I had no understanding. I have no understanding of this din. Huh?
Atheist.
Atheist means he believes in no God, right? But when you say Nochri Anoichi, or Goy Anoichi, did you say I don't believe in any God? You didn't say that. So why should this be Yehovah Yahweh?
But that's like saying that I worship a...
Why is it like saying... excuse me.
That's what Goyim do.
There's a billion Arabs that believe in Yichud Hashem and Emunah Gemurah. Well, that's the Rambam. So tell me, if a guy would say Arabi Anoichi, would that be Yehovah Yahweh? It's mashma that yeah. It's mashma here, yeah. And even if he doesn't say Arabi, if he says Nochi Anoichi, maybe he means Arabi. There are a billion Arabs out there. What's the pshat in this thing? That just to say any Yehudi is Yehovah Yahweh. Where is he saying Yehovah Yisrael? There's such a thing as a get Toshav that's not a Yehudi. And he's Mekabel, Bebezin, Shalav, Rav Yitzchak Chovim. If a guy just said any Yehudi, where do you see he's being Yehovah Yisrael? Maybe he's a get Toshav. Maybe he's an Arab. I don't know. This was so shred to me, I called the Rebbe Yankov to ask him. I called the cousin. He was Moshe Flahakshus. I don't know if he was kidding or serious. He said he never understood the din. And he was Moshe Flahakshus that maybe he's the guy that the Rambam says on him, Lo Yishev Levi Buvad, Elo Kol Echem Liboy Oilom, Shishonot Veruchoy, that started Harem Kikango. So he was asking, maybe he's that guy. I don't know if he was kidding or serious, how far to take the question. But we aren't saying Nochri Anoichi, or Goy Anoichi, or any Yehudi, I used to be Chachos on being joyful against him. This was the big thing. I'm sorry?
Together,
well, the story was tefillin, right? So,
yeah.
Well,
so, just for a minute, you saw all this Indian where you can be the Yehovah.
Here, when he says straight out in Yehudi,
it's not
me tachfiras.
It says
a kaitel.
But
Mitzadi's
Parish Me'am,
that's also in Yehovah. State that Parish Me'am is that. I mean, it's a big Kiddush, and also then in Yehudi and Hakam is two totally different things. The Goy is learning this in the din of Akum. Akum is talking with his own. This is like you're saying a whole different concept. You know, you have to know, I mean, you got to be ready to kill for that tzvah. Any tzvah you have to say is you got to be ready to kill for. So let me tell you what a humble me thinks. He was once here recently today, but he liked it. The Shtel Tzud, the Ramban, in the end of Parashat Bo, your famous Ramban, that says, Kol devoreinu u'mikreinu is nisim mamish im b'em teva klal klal. Devoreinu u'mikreinu. On his own. On Akum, what does the Ramban say? Chol agashel lekech lechol ha'amim all the kichav mazos. When you say you're not Yehudi, you are saying that there's no devoreinu u'mikreinu. I am not tachas hashgof v'sabirei. I have a shaykhiz to all those constellations. Whatever Shaykh Ramban said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Cholok Lahem. And even if you're saying you're not, even if you're saying you're Maimon B'Yich HaShem Amun HaGemura, once you say you're not Yisrael, you are saying that you have a Shaykh to all the Kechom Mazolos and Shemesh V'Yoreh V'Chol Kechom, Shecholok HaShem V'Kechol Ha'am. You have a Shaykh to that. They could determine your fate on some level. That's the same as Avodah Zarah. That's taking the Madriga of the Avodah Zarah, of not living with everything being an interaction between Yisrael, Avim, and Shema Shemayim, which is the Yichud of Am Yisrael, and that's the Ikei Emuna, and that might be what the girl was thinking about behind my heart. Let me say with one little hour on the Pasha, on the first Rashi, about the Chomer of going to adjudicate your case in our kois. Tremendous Chomer. Meir Mi'abatech, which says things, Chomer is on this that doesn't say anything. And I didn't understand that. I want to ask you a question. There's halach of din and malchus adina. by Dini Mammon. So suppose the Dini Malchusa is in conflict with Dini Teira Mammon. Suppose there'll be a conflict. We go with Dini Malchusa, according to many Rishon. This is an opening Gemara in Chesabad, Daf Nun Hei. It says over there that in the land of Poras, Cheskes Gimel Shalom took 40 years. Up until 40 years, you gave it back to the Mara. So two Yidden came to one of the Amorim after 10 years of sitting in it, and he said, no, goes back, Dina Mahus Dina, goes back to the Mara. According to some Rishon, Hashbam there brings other Chalkim, that's not the way. But it's in clear conflict, the Dina Mahus with the Dina Yisrael, you go with Dina Mahus. Another marshal to this would be the famous Mishnah Gittin, all the Shtoros Ha'ilim Ba'akoy Shalakim. So the Gemara asks, how the story is going to work? A star kinyan, you need Edom. How come I possible Edis? The Lav B'nei Edis, the Lav B'nei Shtora. And the whole kinyan of the Karka, the Sodom, went with the star. There's no star, there's no Edis. So it means in Torah law, we don't recognize any star, we don't recognize any Edis, and there's no Mechira. According to Dina Mahusa, there is, so we go with Dina Mahusa. So explain to me what's wrong if a guy goes to Dina Mahusa. Explain to me. He has a case. If he goes to the rabbis are going to be carving over some Yiddish translation of the books of the Akoyas to figure out what the Akoyas are passing over here. Because Dina Mahusa Dina. There must be some Yiddish translation that the Zikniyas all have. All these European rabbis that came to America now, there's a new Dina Mahusa, they have to get familiar with the new laws. So there must have been some Yiddish. So you tell me I have to go to the Meisher Feinstein to hear what McCarthy holds? I can't go to the McCarthy? It doesn't make any sense. If you tell me that when Dina the Malchusa is a Akosha to Din Teira, then you go with Din Teira. So I understand the Avul going to Akoyas. You're embracing a secular man made law system and you're rejecting the one that was the Sinaitic one. That makes a lot of sense. Well, let me just have an open the shayla first. But if you tell me that any day in Paiticha is a Mishnah, you're chayv. But if in the Akoyas any day in Paiticha you're potter, then the Bezin itself will tell you potter. They go with the Chukia and Medina. That's the Allah of Medina, Machus Medina. So what is the Avla if you went to hear it straight from them? Instead of hearing the rabbis give you over
it's a permission to the authority of the Goyim. We give them this authority.
I don't
it's
see
not,
that.
It's not the halakhah stuff.
I don't see that. I see that if these poor rabbis have to study what the Goyim are saying and have to tell you what the Goyim are saying and have to throw out their own religion just to tell you what the Goyim say, that is the subjugation of the authority even if you went to the rabbis. It just makes no sense to me. These poor rabbis, all the knowledge of Chayshim Mishmid is irrelevant. And they're busy studying what they hold in Dina Mahusa, and then they tell you to do that. That's not subjugating yourself to them. That's going to the rabbis.
But the decision
you're making them parakeets. You're making them just saying over what they're saying.
That's also Hoshimish for
Dina Mahusa. That's a kind of form of terrence, but it's not my matzah anymore. I understand what you're saying.
The decision has to be made. I'll be Dina Torah. In other words, even if you're taking the rules of the guy, you have to apply Dina Torah to those rules.
Could you give me the mushroom? Listen, the mushroom I gave you. The shtar. It's not a shtar. I didn't tell you this is worthless. They're going with the shtar. So what are you talking about? What heck are that? What are you talking about?
It's such a black and white case.
Okay, so this black and white is making me here get that coins.
No.
If the Cheskes Mem Shalom and Poros make me here get that coins.
It's just that we're airing that dirty laundry out by
Chloe.
That's the problem.
I thought this is a dinner of Vigdash Shibisei Pnei Yisrael. I thought this is Vigdash Shibisei Pnei Yisrael. You start fighting like a Meshuggah in the Bezin, and you make a Chol Hashem in Yisrael. It's much worse than making like the guy. You can act like a behemoth, but dark, you gotta be a mensch. No, it doesn't work that way. No, Yisrael is the Iki Kiddush Hashem. It is also an Indian of Ben Agoyim, but the Avad of the Iki is Ben Dash Besek Ben Yisrael. This does it. That's the Iki. You remind me of that old Rav, the Chelsea Rav. He was once saying, well, let me just have another say over this good joke. Again. He wanted to know, he it was at Abyss, and he pointed out that, like, when you bring the baby in, everybody turns around, Baruch Habo, and they greet the baby, and the whole proceeding starts. After the bris, there's no tzeis l'shalom, they just take the kid out. And he was saying, yeah, if I go, you have to do a you know, before the base. Yeah, I'm sorry, what were you saying? United States is also a rabbi in Israel. I don't know what you're talking about. And no one was ever married to the United States either. No, that can't be the answer. No. I told you much more than that. I told you the Ashtaris, the Adas, everything. Much more than that. And that was the Babylonians that were involved in pagan worship. Could you buy milk from the guy? Could you go to him to do your car wash? Why can't you go to him for this? I don't see anybody's working with his laws. Explain
because
to me.
You're
not being moited that by the Zohar. You're saying that the Torah binds me to this law, so I'm coming to find out the law.
The law is made by the Zohar.
Listen, just from looking at your face, you look like you got enough experience to argue with me, but I can't accept it. You look like you've experienced enough in the study of Talmud, so say your own tenets. I came to tell you what's not exactly the right answer. This is a very fundamental difference if you go to the Akkoyis. And there's not a Frum answer. You know, this is Jerome Shultan. Nothing that you're wrong about Frum, Kai, but if you have Jerome Shultan, you don't got to get anything from Akashikan. That the Pshat is like this. That when you go to Bezin, is Bezin recognizing the Chsimus Hagoyim as an Edus? Are they recognizing the Shtar? Or they're saying, since in Dina Malchusa this is going to carry, so Memela, we're going to make a Hefka Bezin Hefka, and Memela, the money goes according to what it'll be in Dina Malchusa. If you go to the Malchus, then they're passing on this Vasa Shtar and Vasa Edus. And it's real things. But us, we never recognize that as real. We do not recognize. Akum lab neidus, lab neishtar. We do it because of the hefka bezin hefka. The dinat Torah is dinat malchus adina. So mamela, we devise our laws and it's chalmi din hefka bezin hefka. That's a whole different level. That's not subjugating yourself to their laws.
Dinat malchus adina is based on that? Based on hefka bezin
hefka? No. Oh, by Yisrael it is. By Yisrael, yeah.
Why should you say we
because the attacker don't have a star? It's impossible. It's just impossible. But if you need Rais, I think that the Rajma Rabban Yehuda say something like that. It's Afkai to the Malki. They say something like that in Chesed Batman. They understand that all that was there. You know, maybe there's a Chaylik, and that Chaylik we still have to answer it. But I think the Pashas says it's not the Pashas that Bezin recognizes their stars. Well, they didn't tell you that it's worthless. It's not worthless. The whole thing of Dina Machus Adina is that It carries. We have to stem. We can't fight them. We're in their goals, so we have to stem it. So maybe you'll get the money. That's all get of Hefka, Bezin, Hefka. That's not embracing their laws. That's not rejecting the Torah and embracing their laws. Okay, let's just make a little kiss of what we talked about, a few provocative discussions. What was the Tzidkim? What were they fighting about? What do they believe? What do they accept? What do they reject? Why Avodas Yom Kippur became such a big issue? Why Sfira became a big issue? And the basic idea was that they reject the thesis of Antigonus Yisrael. They don't see we are Avodah, they see we are Poilim, and that makes tremendous enough convenience in your whole attitude to Avodah. How you look at Yitzhak Mitzrayim, how you look at Nasav and Ishma, and how you look at responsibilities, Lahav and Lahatev, and Nishboim, and Levatel Samitsu, and all those other parts. For then we spoke about a big Yisod, and it's just saying, Eini Yehudi is saying, you, Nosan Tachim, Mishal Sikichovim, that itself gives you a Shaykh Sikichovim, and now we have Messiah, with something which was not all the Chachamim he agreed to. What is the Hakpodah going to the Akoyas that has to do with? Because in Bezin, it's only you have to Bezin Hefka. They never recognize that it's a real Shtar, a real Eid, it's a real Chazal. It's okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, yeah.
Good.